And good evening. You are listening to KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. My name is Tom Diskin, and I'm going to be your host for the next 2 hours this evening. And I do have one announcement before we get into our next program, which is Intermountain Classics. And that announcement is about the Farmers Market in Redding, next to City Hall. They are looking for musicians. So if you're a musician and you're looking for opportunities to play, this would be at the Farmers Market on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to noon. You can call Helen at 241-0292. That's 241-0292. You can call Helen for details on playing at the Farmers Market next to City Hall on Saturdays, and I believe that continues through the summertime. And this is the weekly cultural calendar, which is a production of Intermountain Classics right here on KKRN. And I would like to tell you that if you have an event that you would like listed on this cultural calendar, you may contact me at imclassics@kkrn.org. That's imclassics@kkrn.org. And now I have three announcements for you. The first, Shasta High School Music Department presents Phantom of the Opera this coming week on May 9th, 10th, and 11th. This is the second weekend of these performances. Performances will take place at 7 p.m. in the David Marr Theater, 2200 Eureka Way in Redding. Tickets are available at the Cascade Theater box office, and you can get them via cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877. The Shasta College Student Jazz Concert performs on Wednesday, May 8th, and on Saturday, May 18th, is the Shasta College Choir presenting its awards program. Both concerts are at 7:30 p.m. and take place in the Shasta College Theater on the Shasta College campus. Tickets may be obtained at the door or at shastacollege.edu. The North State Symphony performs Saturday, May 11th at Laxon Auditorium in Chico at 7:30 p.m. and also Sunday, May 12th at the Cascade Theater in Redding, and that's at 2 p.m. Program features Beethoven's Symphony No. 9, including the Cal State Chico University Singers and the Shasta College Chorale. Soloists include Dawn Weiss Soprano, Beth Madsen Bradford Soprano, Les Green Tenor, and Charles Stevens Bass. Tickets for the Reading concert can be obtained at the Cascade Theater box office, 530-243-8877, and for the Chico concert at Laxon Auditorium, 530-898-6333. The Paradise Symphony Orchestra presents The Reformation Sunday, May 19th at the Paradise Performing Arts Center in Paradise at 7 p.m. The program includes Beethoven's Prometheus Overture and Mendelssohn's Reformation Symphony. Also featured will be Young Artist Competition winners Elizabeth Nice Soprano, Kate Rubke Foxworth Soprano, Amy Culbreth Violin, Diego Bustamante Piano, and Dustin Brashears Jr. Violin. Tickets can be obtained by calling 530-877-8042 or by going to paradisesymphony.org. And welcome to Intermountain Classics, brought to you by KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Intermountain Classics is a local program featuring local artists and musicians with live broadcasts and interviews, as well as fine recorded music and commentary. Intermountain Classics comes to you twice each week, Saturdays from 5 to 7 p.m., and again on Thursdays from 8:30 to 10:30 p.m. Past programs are also available on our website. Go to kkrn.org, click on Shows, then scroll down to Intermountain Classics. The program files can be downloaded in one-hour segments. And remember, you can always request your favorite music or comment on the show by emailing me at imclassics@kkrn.org. That's imclassics@kkrn.org. So stay tuned now for your favorite classical music right here on KKRN. And tonight we have several beautiful works for you. We're going to start off with the beautiful Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun by Debussy, followed by a piano quartet by Johannes Brahms, and also one of Mozart's middle symphonies. During the second hour tonight, we're going to hear the exotic and very entrancing Scheherazade by Rimsky-Korsakov and Franz Liszt's Hungarian March to the Assault. So stay tuned for a great program of classical music right here on Intermountain Classics. And to start things off this evening, we're going to be hearing the beautiful Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun by Debussy. Claude Debussy was a late 19th century French composer, and along with Maurice Ravel, he was one of the most prominent figures associated with what's now known as Impressionistic music. He was a crucial figure in the transition to the modern era in Western music and is regarded as one of the most famous and influential of all composers. Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun is a symphonic poem for orchestra by Debussy. The composition was inspired by the poem of the same name by Stéphane Mallarmé and later formed the basis for the ballet Afternoon of a Faun, choreographed by Vyacheslav Nijinsky. It's one of Debussy's most famous works and is considered a turning point in the history of music. So now we hear the Redwood Symphony under the direction of Eric Kujewski in Claude Debussy's Prelude to an Afternoon of a Faun. Flute soloist is Michelle Davis.
Thank you.
Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun is one of Debussy's most famous works and is considered a turning point in the history of music. We have heard Michelle Davis as flute soloist along with Eric Kujawski and the Redwood Symphony in this performance. Johannes Brahms was a 19th century German composer and pianist. Brahms spent most of his professional life in Vienna, Austria, where he was a leader of the musical scene. In his lifetime, Brahms' popularity and influence was considerable, and he is often grouped with Johann Sebastian Bach and Ludwig van Beethoven as one of the three Bs. The piano quartet in C minor, opus 60, completed by Johannes Brahms in 1875, sometimes called the Werther Quartet, is scored for piano, violin, viola, and cello. The quartet is in four movements, Allegro non troppo, Scherzo, Andante, and Finale. This very special recording of Brahms' Piano Quartet No. 3 is performed by Isaac Stern, violin, Jamie Laredo, viola, Yo-Yo Ma, cello, and Emmanuel Axe, piano. And remember, check the program notes on the Intermountain Classics page of the KKRN.org website for commentary on this Brahms piano quartet and all the music featured in tonight's program. Here now is the Brahms Piano Quartet in C minor, opus 60. Thank you.
Thank you.
Brahms wrote the Piano Quartet No. 3, Opus 60, during a time when his friend Robert Schumann had been confined to a mental asylum and he was providing moral support to Robert's wife Clara and their children. We have just heard Isaac Stern violin, Jamie Laredo viola, Yo-Yo Ma cello, and Emmanuel Axe piano in this performance. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart was a prolific and influential composer of the classical era. Mozart showed prodigious ability from his earliest childhood. Already competent on keyboard and violin, he composed from the age of 5 and performed before European royalty. Completed in Salzburg, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart Symphony No. 26 in E-flat major, Kürtel 184, is in 3 movements. Scored for pairs of flutes, oboes, bassoons, horns, and strings. The Symphony in E-flat major is a serious work with dramatic overtones. The Prague Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Sir Charles McCarris, is featured in this recording of Mozart's Symphony No. 26 in E-flat major, Kürtel 184. Thank you. We have concluded the first hour of Intermountain Classics with Mozart's Symphony No. 26 in E-flat major. The Prague Chamber Orchestra was featured, conducted by Sir Charles McCarris. Stay tuned for more great music on Intermountain Classics. Coming up in the second hour is the exotic Scheherazade by Rimsky-Korsakov and Franz Liszt's Hungarian March to the Assault.